Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Faulty technology, the bane of mankind's existence. Before this, we were going through some tech mishaps on my side and on Travis's side, and we were talking about how sometimes our technology gaslights us, and it's not cool, and it can just be just like the little tiniest details go wrong, and can be so frustrating, and I just want you to know, in that moment of where you're just ready to rip out your PC and throw it across the room or something, we're with you, and we're all there, and we're going, yeah, your computer's wrong, those drivers are installed properly.
That is, man,
It's just like nothing sends me to my wit's edge like a tiny tech mishap. And like working with Twitch, like, you know, sort of producing my own tech streams or working with all of my voiceover gear or just all of the myriad. I think we have 7 PCs in the house and one of each kind of console. And so there's like a tech problem daily. But, you know, in that moment of frustration, just calm down and be like, we have mastered you. You are our servants. Thank you. Thank you for your service. But really, you know,
man,
we got
this. Like with like overcoming tech problems is another thing of like the simultaneously like super frustrating, but also could be super rewarding. Like that when I solve something in a computer, I instantly picture myself as like a 1990s hacker movie. Like, I'm in. Like, that thing.
You have to say I'm in.
Yes, of course. I'm in. I'm through the firewall. I'm past the, whatever.
Yeah.
I still do not know what a firewall is. But that kind of thing of like, yeah, it's okay to be frustrated by it because it is frustrating. Like, I'll never forget when BB was born, the hospital that we were at had like a visiting doctor that like from a different hospital. And because that doctor helped, our insurance at first said it wouldn't cover it because the hospital that doctor was from wasn't included in our insurance.
What?
And like, so when we called and talked to the people at the end, they were like, yeah, that makes complete sense, but it's run through our computer system. And so now it has to go to a human being so they can make sense of it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, if that doesn't just like sum up where we're at right now, like I, a human being speaking to you, a human being can understand that, but don't let the robots hear us. Like, and eventually we got it all settled out. But like, that's the thing is like, sometimes the convenience that you get for automating stuff, you trade off with a little frustration and inconvenience. And the people you don't want to listen to are the people who are like, you know, I don't have this problem because I don't use computers. Like, okay, cool, great. But we're all here.
Good luck with the woods.
So we do have these problems.
Yeah.
And I will say, large-scale automation and algorithms and things are a topic for another time. But there's a small-scale set of tech issues where they get divided into two types for me, where one is the unaccountable, superstitious, I hate this because the signal was working and then it wasn't working and then it was working again. And whatever caused that to happen, literally no one on the face of the planet understands. Uh-huh. And it, you know, it's just like a prey to the rain gods. I don't know. But there's another level of tech problems where I take a weird comfort in sorting them out because of the way, like, you know, like I think I've talked before on the show, like I built the pull list system we use at the comic book store is like me clutching together a template in FileMaker Pro for a like improvised relational database that's been running for 7 years. It's got some kinks. Like, it doesn't always behave properly. But the thing about that is that like I built that and it operates according to certain rules, and not all, but most of the time, if something goes wrong, I can figure it out because that program only knows what I told it. And there's a weird comfort in being like, it's just like a kid. It's trying to do the thing that we told it to do, and it doesn't understand this other thing because we haven't told it how to deal with that other thing. And like, I used to run into this. My mom was a teacher, and teachers have to use the worst software in the universe. Just the worst. Luckily, like, She is an incredibly smart woman, but not a computer person so much. And her kids are. So I could sit there and be like, all right, the help documentation for this program is terrible, and the functions are not clearly labeled. But because I can pretend that this is a fancy computer game, I can figure out how to get it to do what my mom needs.
Yeah, thinking of it as like a puzzle in a game helps immensely.
Because the program only knows what they built it to know how to do. And, you know, nobody is wasting money making programs more user-friendly when they're giving them to teachers. And that's a separate rant. But finding the fun in that, because of figuring out, like, okay, what does the program know? And how can I, like, do my job of like, meeting it part way? Like, that can be fun.
And that's the other thing, too. When we talk about that, the number of times, the difference sometimes between solving a problem, especially when it comes to tech, is knowing that it is a problem. Because the number of times that I have talked someone through a thing where they think they just don't know how to do it, or that they're doing something wrong, where it's like, I just know, like, enough to know that it's not working the way it's supposed to. So it's like, no, you're not doing anything wrong. Like, you wanted to give up on this and think that it was user error. Something's wrong. Like, I'll fix it. So, like, that is always, once again, Travis McRae, healthy confidence. When something goes wrong, my first impulse is not to assume it's my fault, but to assume that there's something to fix, some kind of problem to deal with. And, like, that is way more invigorating, I think, than, like, what am I doing wrong? Versus, like, this should be working and it's not.
Yeah, so tiny tech problems. I, on the whole, am the kind of person that believes that technology is better than it is bad. I mean, I love technology. That is my life. I would not have everything that I have without technology. But tiny tech problems will get to you. And just know in those moments, you are not alone. The entirety of humanity is there with you.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.